Now, a new €12.7 million research centre that will focus on the environment and sustainability has opened in County Wexford. The Chagas facility at Johnstown Castle will be used for research into areas such as water quality, soil health and greenhouse gas emissions. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox was there and he joins us from Wexford. Angus, this sounds like a significant investment.
It certainly is, Rachel, at nearly €13 million. The National Agricultural Sustainability Research and Innovation Centre, a bit of a mouthful of a title, I know, but it represents one of the Department of Agriculture's biggest ever investments in a science centre. And the Chagas Johnstown Castle site here includes 2,000 square metres of new state-of-the-art labs and equipment. They'll be used for research into water quality, soil health, greenhouse gas emissions, carbon farming, nutrient efficiency, and farmland biodiversity. So quite a lot of areas covered and some very important ones there. And a big focus will be on helping to find innovative techniques to help farmers with economic and environmental sustainability. And I went on a tour around the site a little while ago. It all looks extremely impressive and the orange weather warning for Wexford and the accompanying rain hasn't dampened spirits here. And let's hear a bit from Karen Daly, Dr. Karen Daly. She's head of the Chagas Environment, Soils and Land Use Department.
This is a fantastic day for us today. It represents a milestone in our capabilities and our research here in Johnstown Castle. The new facility is a two-storey lab, which basically enhances our ability to, you know, help farmers on a path for lowering their emissions, improving water quality, enhancing biodiversity and protecting soil health. They're all the topics that we cover here in Johnstown Castle.
Angus, more research into water quality. I suppose this is coming at a fairly significant time given the ongoing debate about the nitrates directive.
That's a good point. The deadline is looming as to whether Irish farmers will get a renewal of the nitrates derogation, which allows them to use a higher amount of organic manure to be spread on their fields. And a big part of securing a renewal revolves around efforts to improve water quality. And water quality is an area where a lot of research has been done by Chagas anyway, but that will now be very much enhanced. Now, while any research in the short term here probably won't influence any decision from the EU, it does show how seriously Ireland and the agricultural sector is taking all of this. And this is something I asked Chagas director Frank O'Mara about.
We produce enough protein in Ireland from our dairy, beef, sheep and tillage to meet the protein needs of over 30 million people around the world. That's when even you subtract out the protein we might feed to our animals. That's a hugely important contribution. But the world's population is actually growing. So, you know, if we don't continue to grow that, someone else is going to have to do more work. So we can do that really well here in Ireland. But we know we have environmental challenges. We know the challenges around climate change and emissions. We know the water quality and the importance around the renewal of the derogation. We know biodiversity is another really important area. So we've got to tackle those environmental challenges. And the facilities now that we have here in these labs, these state-of-the-art labs, will allow us to tackle those challenges.
As you were saying to us, Angus, the renewal of the nitrates derogation is a particularly hot topic at the moment. The Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, was there this morning and you were talking to him.
I was, and he was making the point that the EU is keeping a close eye on what we're doing in terms of issues around the Habitats Directive, but also in terms of improving water quality. And the EU Environment Minister was here last week. And Martin Hayden was here to officially open the new facility. As I mentioned, a significant investment. And Ireland is ranked third in the world in agricultural and animal science. And it reflects the quality and impact of the research in these areas. And Minister Hayden was making the point that some of the best scientists in the country are here. So it's only appropriate they're working with the best equipment. And with the big challenges around climate change being highlighted in Brazil right now at COP30, we heard from George Lee there, and with farmers facing increasing pressure to meet sustainability and emissions targets, and obviously the one directly on the horizon is the nitrates derogation, more investment will be like this will be crucial to improve research, to improve our understanding, and ultimately help to meet those environmental goals so that we do get the support that is needed for the agricultural sector. And I suppose that's the big thing they were trying to highlight, or one of the many things they're trying to highlight here in Wexford today.
Angus Cox, thank you very much.